Fannie and Freddie, in the meantime, were grossly understating the number of subprime and other risky loans on their books. Wallison, 2011. The tipping point came in late 2007 when too many borrowers started defaulting on their mortgages. The banks, instead of collecting mortgage payments, were trying to resell foreclosed houses in a housing market that had hit its peak and was now in decline. As home prices plummeted, even borrowers who could afford to pay their mortgages walked away from them because their homes were no longer worth the price they were paying. Wall Street firms that had borrowed millions to buy mortgages were now stuck holding worthless houses and could not pay their own loans. Investment value evaporated. The hardest hit were the working poor, who were already having problems making payments on adjustable mortgages when the housing market was good. The federal government responded with extraordinary actions in an attempt to restore confidence in the financial system. A sense of stability was achieved, but the mountain of unsustainable debt, high unemployment, and unstable world economies left in the wake of the housing meltdown leaves little doubt that the full impact of the crisis is far from over.